Tilson is the president and CEO of Indian Collective, a Rapid City-based indigenous advocacy nonprofit. It's known for its projects which advance native living conditions and its protests of President Donald Trump's attendance of Mount Rushmore. For this case, Tilson is charged with alternative charges of aggravated assault or simple assault against law enforcement. The jury was unable to reach unanimous verdict, leading to a mistrial. Both charges are felonies, and Tilson also faced a misdemeanor obstruction charge. The next steps are in the hands of the state. The Pennington County State's Attorney's Office could drop the charges or push for a new trial. The incident in question dates to June 11, 2022. On that day, footage shows Tilson pulling into a parking space where an officer was standing. In that video, the truck pulls into the parking space, stops short, and moves forward again. The officer was interacting with an unhoused community member. According to reports by the Rapid City Journal, he was stopped for jaywalking. Nobody was struck by the vehicle, but the state contends this was an effort to intimidate the officer or put him in fear of bodily harm. Tilson's defense hinged on his organization's to do community care. In other words, watching police, ensuring officers are operating in line with laws and ensuring community members know their rights during police interactions. For this, Tilson faced over 25 years in prison for what he contends was a human mistake. In a press release following the mistrial, Tilson writes, quote, "I'm grateful for everyone who stood with me through this latest iteration of this lengthy legal battle, the support of my family, lawyers, spiritual leaders, medicine people, and community means everything to me. The fight is not over. At this time, it's unclear if the state will seek another trial against Tilson." For National Native News, I'm CJ Keene in Rapid City.